New video evidence confirms Planned Parenthood did sell fetal body parts for profit. This time, however, the videos weren't undercover. They were under oath. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. A new video released by the Center for Medical Progress, the group behind the 2015 undercover videos showing how Planned Parenthood negotiated the sale of fetal body parts, has the nation's largest abortion provider once again denying and hedging and using phrases like doctored and heavily edited. 5 years ago, Planned Parenthood denied what videos clearly showed, executives at varying levels of leadership negotiating prices for fetal body parts. They denied it in media and in congressional testimony. When unedited videos debunked their denials, they insisted that all money received for fetal body parts was really just for shipping and handling. And they decided to sue the messengers. Well, that decision might turn out to be a big mistake on their part, since it gave the Center for Medical Progress a chance to question Planned Parenthood employees under oath. That questioning was recorded and has now been released. So viewers can now watch people who had denied all wrongdoing squirm when confronted with the evidence. One segment of the video features an official from Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast who's shown a proposed contract for the purchase of fetal body parts. And when the original video was released 5 years ago, Planned Parenthood officials told the New York Times the offer had been rejected. The deposition, however, tells a different story. Under oath, the official acknowledged wanting to pursue the deal and communicating this desire to another Planned Parenthood official. In another part of the video, the claim that any money received by the organization was only for reimbursement of expenses, which federal law allows, is actually not true either. In fact, the contract with the biomedical company Stem Express stipulated that payment was contingent on Planned Parenthood providing usable body parts in addition to accounting for time and transportation costs. The deposed official did not deny any of this. Well, she could not deny any of this. It was in writing. And as for any attempt at a rogue affiliate defense, as if these officials were somehow just acting on their own, Planned Parenthood's medical director, Dr. Deborah Nakatola, testified under oath she was aware that the Los Angeles affiliate was being paid for fetal body parts. In his statement accompanying the video release, Center for Medical Progress director David DeLeiden said, "What is clear? Planned Parenthood lied to the public and to Congress about selling fetal body parts, commodifying living children in the womb, and treating pregnant women like a cash crop." He then added, "The time has come for federal consequences for Planned Parenthood and for the Justice Department to escalate the enforcement of laws against fetal trafficking to the highest level of priority." Look, if the past few years are any indicator, unfortunately, this is unlikely to happen. In just the past 2 years, Planned Parenthood not only has not been defunded, as was promised repeatedly, but its federal funding went from $555 million in the last year of the Obama administration to $617 million in the most recent fiscal year. That's an 11% increase in federal funding. That's the largest increase in Planned Parenthood's history. And adding insult to injury, Planned Parenthood affiliates reportedly received $80 million in forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans. These were intended to help small businesses and nonprofits weather coronavirus-related shutdowns. Now, several lawmakers have called for an investigation, and the Trump administration has demanded Planned Parenthood return the money. But at the risk of repetition, again, it doesn't seem too likely to happen. Because of the important work of the Center for Medical Progress, Planned Parenthood's guilt in selling fetal body parts and lying about it consistently could not be more clear. What happens next, however, is really out of David DeLeiden and CMP's hands. The ability of Planned Parenthood to literally and figuratively get away with murder for so long just leads me to believe that it's somehow protected by supernatural evil forces. I don't say that lightly. So if there are going to be federal consequences, pro-life Christians must demand more than political theater from our elected officials. And if there are going to be permanent temporal consequences, the Spirit of God's going to have to break the strange, deadly strongholds that Planned Parenthood and abortion has on America's moral imagination. What we can be sure of course, is that there will be eternal consequences. God will not hold guiltless those who take innocent life, nor those who enable it by their silence. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.